Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice. Because the doc day is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello, and welcome to episode 15 of the Doctor Love podcast. I am the doctor, and today, as part of the 100 miles in 100 day challenge, we are now passing mile marker 6. For those of you who are experiencing a little difficulty, a little challenge, not feeling the energy that you may have felt when you first started, this podcast is specifically for you. We're going to discuss self-sabotage, and that's what we do when we kind of handicap ourselves by just not paying enough attention to what we do to prevent ourselves from getting through our tough times. We're going to look at the signs and the remedies to that same process. Let's get right to it. Have you ever heard the story of crabs in a basket? Well, if you haven't, I'm just going to quickly recap it. If you put a large basket of crabs together and you put all the crabs inside of the basket, they will have a tendency to pull each other back into the basket if one tries to crawl out. A lot of times that's what we do to ourselves, because once we start to make progress, we realize, wait a second, that means we're going to have to start changing, and we start to figure out ways very creatively at times to prevent ourselves from getting up and getting out. For example, today it was raining for me, and I really didn't feel 100% about getting out into the rain and getting wet. But I also remembered in my last episode, I talked about if you really want to get your commitment going, get in the car, drive to the mall, get your walk, have your walking shoes on when you get there, and get your 15 minutes of walking in. Remember, the pace is not necessarily the deal here. It's more or less sticking to the plan day after day after day for 100 days. You are forging a lifelong habit of just saying, hey, I can do this. I can make this happen for myself. When we begin to see ourselves, we need a technique. We need something that we can hold on to or focus on to break up what we're doing to cripple ourselves. And what I do myself is I do two things. One is I do what I call a fist punch. I basically fist into the palm of my hand. That lets me know, stop what you're doing, get out of that zone that you're in and think about something else. Get up, walk around, breathe, go outside and walk and look into the far distance. When you do that, there's a tendency to really bring nature back into you. And the sun, the vitamin D, all those good things really get you going. And the other thing I do is hand on my heart or on my chest 2 times. What that does is that reminds me, whoa, big dog, you need to slow down just a little bit and gather your thoughts, because you really don't want to have a situation where you're letting your emotions control what you say or do. I personally feel that sometimes in the past, I used to be a very emotional, you know, have my emotions on my sleeve when I get upset and would say some things very creatively that weren't necessarily supportive of those around me. I have learned very well that I need to be on my A game all the time to support those people around me, because they may not be 100%. And if I'm not at 100% and they're not at 100%, we don't work out to do too much of anything. Today's lesson, short, sweet, to the point. When you find yourself not wanting to get out and do your 100-day walk, when you find yourself not doing those things like getting up in the morning and just following through with that ritual and routine to get the juices flowing, you know, you hung out a little bit late on the night before you had to be to work early for that presentation. Well, remember, we're not talking about you, because The doctor doesn't pass judgments. He only makes observations. Remember, we're not talking about you. We're just making observations. So when you get that situation where you really need to get up in the morning and you're feeling kind of groggy, you hear that? Just get in there and do that and get your day started and strengthen yourself by getting these walks in and checking in on the website. Make sure that you check in on the day that you're doing your thing. And if you happen to fall short on a day, it's okay. But get back on it the very next day. Every day is a new opportunity for you to accomplish something that you may have never done before. So with that, I'm going to close this podcast and say, empower yourself, empower those around you, be a blessing, not a curse. Thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.